Next is a verse from Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's Stavavali.
Radheti nama navasundada sidham mugdham, Krishneti nama madhuradhuta gadha dugdham, Savakshanam suradhiragahi mena ramyam, Kutvata daivadhava merasa nature darti.
An excellent fresh nectar drink with endless subtle tastes, such is the name of Radha, by whom all three worlds are graced. Condensed milk that is wonderfully delicious, thick and sweet, such is the name of Krishna, in whom all attractions meet. Now mix these drinks, O thirsty tongue, and add the fragrant ice of love, a prize the wise will try to buy at any price. And then at every moment drink this beverage most fine, and make my heart supremely blissful, peaceful, and divine.
Next, from the Brihannavadiya Purana.
Hare nama, hare nama, hare nama eva kevalam, kalo nascheva, nascheva, nascheva gatiramnita.
If you want to attain the supreme goal of life in this age when dissension and chaos abound, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way that can never be found but to chant Krishna's name, but to chant Krishna's name, but to chant Krishna's name with a stout-hearted vow, and to pray, O Lord Krishna, O friend of the poor, that my head ever unto your lotus feet bow.
Next is an anonymous ashtaka, which I have titled, The Holy Name of Sri Hari is All That Be.
Mararam mararebhyopi, mangalebhyopi mangalam, bhavanam bhavanebhyopi, hare nama eva kevalam, abramastamba paryantam, sarvam mayamayam jagat, satyam satyam punak satyam, hare nama eva kevalam.
Sagaru sapita chati samata bandhavopisa shikshayichetsada smartum hare namaiva kevalam mikshvasi nahi vishvasa kadarunho bhavishyati kirtaniya mato balyan hare namaiva kevalam hari sada vase tatra yatra bhagavata janah gayanti bhakti bhavena hare namaiva kevalam Ahadukkam mahadukkam dukkha dukkha tadam yata kachatam vismitam vatma hare namaiva kevalam Diyatam diyatam karno diyatam diyatam vachaham diyatam diyatam nityam hare namaiva kevalam Tunikritya jagat sarvam rajate sakalopari jadanandamayam shuddham hare namaiva kevalam.
Of sweet things it's the sweetest you will taste at any time. Of things that bring good fortune, it's good fortune's paradigm. Of things that purify, it purifies most powerfully. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. From Brahma's realm atop the sky down to the lowly grass, illusion reigns in Maya Devi's treacherous morass. The truth, the only truth, the name of Sri Hari, the holy name of Sri Hari, is surely all that be. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. He's the guru, he's the father, he's the friend most true, and she's a real mother who most kindly teaches you to always hear and chant the holy name of Sri Hari. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. Remember that our final breath may come at any time, no matter if we're old and sick or in our youthful prime. So young and old alike should chant the name incessantly. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. Lord Sri Hari forever dwells wherever devotees, whose hearts are fixed on him and free of all impurities, uplift their voices high and sing his name in ecstasy. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be.
Alas, what sorrow, what great pain, the worst calamity, for people to forget the holy name of Sri Hari. Although the name's a priceless gem, mere broken glass they see, the holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. Just fill your ears, just fill them with the name of Sri Hari. Just chant the name with all sincerity. Just sing the name, just sing the holy name eternally. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. It makes this world appear like bits of straw upon the ground. It splendorously reigns supreme, divinity in sound. It's filled with transcendental bliss and peerless purity. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. Inspired to glorify the holy name of Sri Hari, a certain sage composed this hymn in Sanskrit poetry. I pray that those who hear this lowly version made by me will chant the holy name of Sri Hari in ecstasy. Will chant the holy name of Sri Hari in ecstasy. From the Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Prithivite ache yata nagarari gram sarvatra prachar hoibe moranaham.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, in every town and village, on every city street, my name will one day loudly sound and Kali's force defeat. From Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 7128.
Yare deka tarikaha Krishna upadesh, amara agyaya guru hanyatare desh.
To everyone you meet impart the lessons Krishna gave, become a guru on my order and this country save. Madhya Lila 22:31.
Krishna suryasama maya hoy andhakar, Yahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Mayar Adhikar.
Krishna's like the brilliant sun, Maya's like thick gloom. Wherever Krishna shines his light, Maya finds no room. From Bilvamangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita.
Madodam madodam vaparasivibho, madodam madodam vadanam madodam. Madugam dimidu smitame tadaho madodam 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 madodam. Madodam madodam vapara sivibho madodam madodam vadanam madodam. Madugam dimidu smitame tadaho madodam 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 madodam.
Sweet, sweet is my dear Lord's form, sweeter still his face, so fair. But his honey-scented gentle smile is sweet beyond compare. From the Padma Purana.
Dehesti mansurudide bimitam tejasya, jaya sutari chasadama matam vimuncha. Bhushyani sang jagadidam chanabhanga tishtam vairagya ragya rasiko bhava bhakti nishtam.
Don't love the body, just a bag of flesh and blood and bone. Give up your sense of ownership for a wife and kids and home. At every moment see that this world totters on destruction. Become detached and learn to love the Lord, that's my instruction.
Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 22:128. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan Matarava Sri Murti Shabdhaya Sevan.
Keep company with Vaishnavas and chant Sri Krishna Nam. Hear the Bhagavat each day and dwell within the Dham. Worship Krishna's archa form with faith and veneration. These five potent practices form bhakti's firm foundation.
Srimad Bhagavatam 11:11:8.
Dehistopi nadehisto vidvan swapna yatotitah adehistopi dehistah kumati swapna drignyata. Lord Krishna says to Uddhava, like one awakened from a dream, the wise soul sees the truth. Though dwelling in the body, he's entirely aloof. The foolish soul, however, though he's transcendental too, sees his body as himself, as if the dream were true. The Prayers of King Kulashekar, text number 8. Akadachadana saroje kanti mannetra mine shamamushi bhujavichi vyakule gadhar marge hari sadasiva gaya piyate jojalaugham bhavamadupadikhinna gleshamandyakcha jhani. The desert of this world is scorching me, exhausting me with endless misery, but now I see the perfect remedy. I'll dive into the lake of Sri Hari. The lotuses that grow within that pool are Krishna's hands and feet, so soft and cool. The fish there, Krishna's eyes heap ridicule upon the most exquisite brilliant jewels. His arms with graceful motions ever make delightful waves in that unfathomed lake. Its water is his splendor, let me take deep draughts of it, my burning thirst to slake. All suffering is easily relieved, and all perfection easily achieved, by those who take to heart my remedy, and dive into the lake of Lord Hari. From Rupa Goswami's Stavamala. Note, the word limb, L-I-M-N, means to describe. Urisiparisputarindidamindindidamandida sajolasitam hadamanganati mangala mangala sachandanam bande. Urisiparisputarindidamindindidamandida sajolasitam hadamanganati mangala mangala sachandanam bande. Upon his chest is manifest the mark of goddess Shri, and there to rest the best of wreaths, a temple for the bees, who worship him by singing hymns that limb his loving play, while Sri Hari most gleefully acclaims the way they pray. For brothers love mad milkmaids, and for all the Brahmins' wives, Sri Krishna is the ultimate good fortune in their lives. His sandal-paste anointed limbs bedim the full moon's glow. Unto the lotus feet of Sri Hari I bow down low. Unto the lotus feet of Sri Hari I bow down low. Again from the Stavamala. Madadesha madadi maya madhava mudadi matallika mugdha mama madana moha namadamadaya manaso maha maha moham. Madadesha madadi maya madhava mudadi matallika mugdha mama madana moha namadamadaya manaso maha maha moham. O Master of Mathura, beauteous Lord of Goddess Shri, who play such maddening melodies upon your murali, O Cupid's charmer, please redeem a life till now misspent by joyfully destroying my extreme bewilderment, by joyfully destroying my extreme bewilderment. Madadesha madhuri maya madhava mudali matallika mugdha mama madana moha namadamadaya manaso maha moham. Madadesha madhuri maya madhava mudali matallika mugdha mama madana moha namadamadaya manaso maha moham. More from the Stavamala. One note, the word sprangle means to spread. Donuditrinakadambo dama davagni rashi kusumata dabikunyati ravanyakarindra madakalapashupali lochanindi varindo bhavatu tabacharitram madhyaramandanayo. The legions of demons are like a great tangle of weeds, grass, and brambles, a frightening field. But you, O Lord Krishna, do o'er this field sprangle a fierce forest fire that makes them all yield. The groves by the bank of the Yamuna River are full of fresh flowers, both fragrant and fair. And you, O dear Krishna, O ecstasy giver, are the king of the elephants who's sporting there. The gopis are maddened with youthful emotion, their hearts filled with love you they long to embrace. Their eyes like blue lotuses dripping devotion bloom wide when they see the bright moon of your face. O Krishna, O giver of all within power, O Damodar, you who determine my fate, please grant this request, O kind blessing and dower. May your pastimes my halting words e'er decorate.
More from the Stavamala.
Moor Lord Kati Vidhayani Babatado Krishnan Krishna Kshayat Dhelad Bhimani Chakravaka Nichayaracham Yamana Mahu Gharnanam Dikalaswana Bahatum Hejivatati Prangane Gonat Tungad Savalista Bakatapi Yushakalolini.
Words that tell of your glorious deeds are a river of nectar, O Lord of my heart. And from those who drink deep at that river, desires for other words quickly depart. Sages they are, Chakravaka birds playing, those who drink at the river of talks about you, uprooting the huge tree of death and rebirth, that river their faith ever freshens anew. Waves churn that river, exchanges of love, as you sport with your dear ones, your pure devotees, bubbling and rippling and murmuring sweetly, that stream delights all with divine melodies. O Krishna, O fount of sweet nectarous pastimes, O you whose great deeds should be heard and then sung, may the river of poetry limning your glories flow into my heart and then over my tongue.
Srimad Bhagavatam 3:15:49, spoken by the four Kumaras to Lord Narayan.
Kamam babak savijina nidayesu naksta cheto livan yadunate padayorameta vachastanas tulasivan yaditeng grishobha puryetate gunaganaya yadikarna randra.
A birth in hell our sins will surely warrant, yet please, O Lord, bestow this blessing rare, that all our thoughts, like bees drunk in the torrent of fragrance swirling round your beauteous pair of lotus feet, may relish deep remembrance of your sweet pastimes, name and form so fair, that all our words, like Tulsi's leaves so tender, may glory in being offered unto you, and that our ears may ever find fulfillment in hearing of your traits and deeds anew.
Next, a verse by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya included in the Padyavali, an anthology of verses compiled by Srila Rupa Goswami.
Barha pidam maula bimrad munshi naran atandam nana kalpa shri sampanno gopastridi sambhita Netranandam kovan krishna tvam chedasman vikshetha sarve kama sampadyeran asmakam vinyasina. Decked with crown of peacock plumes and chanting songs with flute you sing, wearing lovely ornaments while standing in the gopi's ring, with your eyes brimmed o'er with bliss, if you, dear Krishna, glance our way, all our heart's desires will be fulfilled on this most blessed day.
Next, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22:16. This verse was originally composed by Madhavendra Puri.
Kama dinam katina katidha palita durni deshas deshang jata maina kalunana prapano prashanti utrinjaitam hadayadupate sampratam labdha buddhis tvamayatak shadanamabhayam mamdiyum swatma dasi.
In how many ways have I sought to obey the seductive demands of my wicked desires? They've shown me no mercy, yet on I've gone, shamelessly trying to quench lust's unquenchable fires.
but now I'm rejecting those hellish desires, for my higher intelligence now has awoken. O Krishna, O shelter of fearlessness, please let me serve you with faith that will never be broken.
Next, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.8.42, a prayer by Queen Kunti.
Tvai me nanya vishaya mati madupate sakrit ratamunda hatarabdha gange vaughamudhamdati.
O Maru's Lord, please ever fill my mind with thoughts of thee, not any other kind. As Ganges torrent flows into the sea, let all my love flow constantly to thee.
Next, Rupa Goswami's Stavamala.
Pashupala varinya nandano vanametang moharate ye yuvan bhavatu pranayo bhave bhave bhavatori vapadambu jishme. Pashupala varinya nandano vanametang moharate ye yuvan bhavatu pranayo bhave bhave bhavatori vapadambu jishme.
O Radha Krishna, children of the best of coward men, this single boon I beg from you again and yet again. In all the countless births my endless sins will make me meet. May all my love flow toward your luscious, lustrous lotus feet. May all my love flow toward your luscious, lustrous lotus feet.
More from the Stavamala.
Smita duchi makadanda syandi vaktaravindam dhamapodapadahun sandrishta gandham mukunda vidichata pashupali neta saranga rangam namadidiyata dage sangamangi karotu.
From the lotus of your face, dear Lord, trickles forth the luscious nectar of the beauty of your smile. Your exalted devotees, great swans, seek the fragrance of that lotus which does e'er their hearts beguile. Your beloved gopis' eyes, man, bees, taste the most exquisite pleasure in that lotus of your face. O my dear Mukunda Dev, I pray, may the lake of my poor heart that lovely lotus ever graze. More from the Stavamala.
Manasidrapani dushte, lambdapatosmi dushte, dhimadagahana rupe, handa sangsara kupe, ajadanikala raksha hetamundhara daksham, upanayama mahaste, bhakti rajum namaste.
Fallen in the deep and dark and dirty well of Maya, threatened by the snake of lust, whose venom burns like fire. Helplessly I plead, O Lord, whose strength is ne'er in doubt. Place the rope of bhakti in my hands and pull me out. Place the rope of bhakti in my hands and pull me out.
Again, Stavamala.
Avatamsita mandu mandare, tadani netrata kora punjare, navakunkama punja pinjare, ratadastam amagopa kundare, ratadastam amagopa kundare.
Delightful blooms adorn his ears, whose charm and beauty none can gauge. The gopi's eyes can no more leave his face than birds can leave a cage. With kumkum spread upon his limbs, a fair complexion he enjoys. I pray my heart will fill with love for Krishna, best of cowherd boys.
A couple of verses from the Bhagavad Gita, 1865 and 66.
Manana bhavamandakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyam te patijani priyosime sarvadhaman parityanja mame kamsadanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayasyami ma shuchaham.
Just think of me, become devoted, worship me, and bow down low. You'll come to me, dear friend, I promise you, this boon I shall bestow. Reject all other dharmas and surrender only unto me. Your sins I'll nullify, O Arjun, from anxiety be free.
And finally, this is an original. A few notes. The word felicity means happiness. The word sagacity means wisdom. The word tout means to praise. Volatility is changeability.
asininity means stupidity, and cupidity means lust and greed. This is called the fall and redemption of the soul. Where Krishna lives, felicity abounds with pure simplicity and love and sensibility, all serving with humility. But when a living entity rejects his true identity and out of sheer stupidity surrenders to cupidity, he loses all sagacity and with it all capacity to understand reality or curb his sensuality. Abandoning humility, he touts his own ability, ignoring his fragility and fortune's volatility. Immersed in asininity for what seems an infinity of lives devoid of piety, he suffers in anxiety till contact with God's devotee, perhaps of utmost brevity, awakens his affinity for words of the divinity. Perceiving the futility of all his imbecility, the soul regains his sanity and casts away his vanity. Endowed with new humility, he serves with all ability and growing spontaneity his guru and the deity. Regaining his identity, the wayward living entity returns to the fraternity of Krishna for eternity. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.9.1-2. Shri Shukhu Vacha Ekada Grihadasishu Yashoda Nandagehini Karmantara Niyuktasu Nirmamanta Swayamdadi Yani Yani Hagitani Tanbala Chaditani Cha Dadi Nirmantane Kali Svadanti Tani Gayata. Sri Shukadev Goswami continued, "One day when Mother Yashoda saw that all the maidservants were engaged in other household affairs, she personally began to churn the yogurt. While churning, she remembered the childish activities of Krishna, and in her own way she composed songs and enjoyed singing to herself about all those activities." From Srila Prabhupada's purport, "While churning the butter, Mother Yashoda was singing about the childhood activities of Krishna. It was formerly a custom that if one wanted to remember something constantly, he would transform it into poetry or have this done by a professional poet. It appears that Mother Yashoda did not want to forget Krishna's activities at any time. Therefore, she poeticized all of Krishna's childhood activities, such as the killing of Putana, Agasura, Shakatasura, and Trinavarta, and while churning the butter, she sang about these activities in poetical form. This should be the practice of persons eager to remain Krishna conscious 24 hours a day. This incident shows how Krishna conscious Mother Yashoda was. To stay in Krishna consciousness, we should follow such persons." Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21. Sri Sukha Vacha Ittam Sharat Swachalam Padma Karasugandina Yavashan Bhayuna Vatam Sagogo Palako Chitam. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, "Thus the Vrindavan forest was filled with transparent autumnal waters and cooled by breezes perfumed with the fragrance of lotus flowers growing in the clear lakes. The infallible Lord, accompanied by his cows and cowherd boyfriends, entered that Vrindavan forest. The lakes, rivers, and hills of Vrindavan resounded with the sounds of maddened bees and flocks of birds moving about the flowering trees. In the company of the cowherd boys and Balaram, Sri Krishna entered that forest, and while herding the cows, he began to vibrate his transcendental flute. Tadvaja Striya Ashutya Venugitam Smarodayam Kaschit Paroksham Krishnasya Sosakim Yon Vavarniyam."
When the young ladies in the cowherd village of Braja heard the song of Krishna's flute, which arouses the influence of Cupid, some of them privately began describing Krishna's qualities to their intimate friends.
Tadvarni hitamarabdha smadantya krishna cheshtitam nashakan smadavegena vikshipta manaso nripa.
The cowherd girls began to speak about Krishna, but when they remembered his activities, O king, the power of Cupid disturbed their minds, and thus they could not speak.
Barha pidam natavadavapu karnayo karnikaram vibhran vasak kanaka kapishan bhajayam teen chamalam randran veno hadada sudaya purayan gopa vrindar vrindaranyam swapadabhamanam pravishan gita kirtihi.
Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue karnikara flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaijayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories.
Iti ve nuravam rajan sarvabhuta manoharam shutva vajastra yaksava varnayantyo bhire bhire.
O king, when the young ladies in Braja heard the sound of Krishna's flute, which captivates the minds of all living beings, they all embraced one another and began describing it.
Shri Gopyuchu akshanvatam palamidam naparam vidamo sakya pasunana vivesha yato vayasyai vaktram vajesha sutayo hanuvenu jishtam yavana pita manurakta kataksham oksham.
The cowherd girl said, O friends, those eyes that see the beautiful faces of the sons of Maharaj Nanda are certainly fortunate. As these two sons enter the forest, surrounded by their friends, driving the cows before them, they hold their flutes to their mouths and glance lovingly upon the residents of Vrindavan. For those who have eyes, we think there is no greater object of vision.
Chutta pavala barhasta bhagopalabja malanuprikta paridhana vichitra vesho manje vire chaturalamba shupala gosyam range yata natavaro kachagayamano.
Dressed in a charming variety of garments upon which their garlands rest, and decorating themselves with peacock feathers, lotuses, lilies, newly grown mango sprouts, and clusters of flower buds, Krishna and Balaram shined forth magnificently among the assembly of cowherd boys. They looked just like the best of dancers appearing on a dramatic stage, and sometimes they sing.
Gopya kamacha yadiyam kushalam smavenu damodara dada sudham api gopikanam bunkte swayam yada vishishtara sangradinyo hrishyat prachoshu mumuchu stadavo yatayaho.
My dear gopis, what auspicious activities must the flute have performed to enjoy the nectar of Krishna's lips independently and leave only a taste for us gopis for whom that nectar is actually meant? The forefathers of the flute, the bamboo trees, shed tears of pleasure. His mother, the river on whose bank the bamboo was born, feels jubilation, and therefore her blooming lotus flowers are standing like hair on her body.
Vrindavanam sakibhavo vitanoti kirtim yandevaki sutapadambu jalabha lakshmi govindaveno monomatta mayura nrityam prekshyabrisan bhavaratam yasamasta sattvam.
O friend, Vrindavan is spreading the glory of the earth, having obtained the treasure of the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Devaki. The peacocks dance madly when they hear Govinda's flute, and when other creatures see them from the hilltops, they all become stunned.
Danyasma muda gata yopi harinya yeta yananda nandana mupata vichitra vesham akarnya venu ranitam saha krishna sara bhujanda dhuveda chitam panayava lokai.
Blessed are all these foolish deer because they have approached Maharaj Nanda's son, who is gorgeously dressed and is playing upon his flute. Indeed, both the doe and the bucks worship the Lord with looks of love and affection.
Krishnam niriksha vanitosava rupa shilam shudnvacha tat kwanita vena vivikta gitam devyo vimana gatayak smaranunna sara brashyat prasuna kavaram moho vinivya.
Krishna's beauty and character create a festival for all women. Indeed, when the demigods' wives flying in airplanes with their husbands catch sight of him and hear his resonant flute song, their hearts are shaken by Cupid, and they become so bewildered that the flowers fall out of their hair and their belts loosen.
Gavashta Krishna Mukhanirgata Venu Gita Piyusha Mutta Vita Karna Potapi Bhantya Shavasnutastam Upayakka Balasmatastu Govindam Apanirusha Shukalas Prashantya.
Using their upraised ears as vessels, the cows are drinking the nectar of the flute song flowing out of Krishna's mouth. The calves, their mouths filled with milk from their mother's moist nipples, stand still as they take Govinda within themselves through their tear-filled eyes and embrace him within their hearts.